Terrific pterosaurs designed to fly.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs. Ken, I've seen reports claiming that pterodactyls and other flying reptiles were probably just gliders because they wouldn't have been able to fly very well. Is that true?
Not at all, Mark. The more scientists have been able to examine the wings of flying reptiles like pterosaurs, the more they've realized they were really strong flyers, not just gliders. In fact, scientists have now realized that pterosaurs were actually able to change their wing shape while flying. This enabled them to control speed, be more energy efficient, and even give a smoother ride during turbulence. Imagine if our modern airplanes could do that. Well, guess what? Engineers are now looking at ways they can incorporate the wing design of the pterosaurs into the design of aircraft. And why is this important? Well, it reminds me of a children's book I once read called God Designed It First. You see, over and over again, scientists have looked at the creation and what God has designed to get ideas for their inventions. There's no doubt. For all the design that intelligent scientists put into their work, all this pales in comparison to the ultimate designer, the creator God of the Bible.
Flying reptiles and dinosaurs are absolutely fascinating topics for young people and many adults as well. Ken Ham answers the most asked questions about dinosaurs in his free booklet available on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com.